Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Peace of mind comes as standard with a Kia 7-year warranty.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. Rosemary Smith. Rosemary, good afternoon.
Oh.
How are you?
I'm grand. I've been cocooned since the middle of March, so I'm getting a little bit frustrated at the moment.
But you want to raise the point, you're an out-of-work approved driving instructor.
Yeah.
Have you any date, which is what we've been talking about, have you any date for returning to work, Rosemary?
No, that's what I wanted to know, Joe, because I can get no feedback from anybody. I've tried so many of the departments and the government this, and then telephone calls, of course, they just don't answer. I'm not really very good on the old emails, so I can't do that. But I have tried everyone and every way. But one crowd got on to me and said, oh, well, as you're getting a pension, you can't have to. But I'm not getting a pension. I don't get a pension. I don't get a non-contributory pension. And then the other thing, the pandemic payment, has got to be, you have to be over 18 and under 66. Well, Joe, I've worked all my life. I've paid my taxes since I started the school, which I did purely because I thought it was a good idea for the young drivers to get some education before they go out on the roads. And that's what I've been doing. And I've been paying my taxes right through since I started the school. But, I get very upset because, you know, one office tells me one thing, then the other office tells me something.
And why do you not get any state pension whatsoever?
Because they say I've too much money and I've money offshore and I've made so many millions over my lifetime. What they don't realise, Joe, is that when I was driving and I was representing Ireland all over the world, which I did, now there wasn't as much social media, obviously, as there is now. But we didn't get paid. We got expenses. And we started off with sort of £12 a day expenses. Okay, so they supplied.
Can you prove to them that you're not wealthy? What are they saying? Because you're so well known, because you were our most famous rally driver ever. Because I don't want to put.
No, it's really it is very frustrating, and everything they've said since this epidemic started, I've adhered to.
But they didn't say to you, revenue didn't say, we know you have money offshore.
Yes, they did. One officer said exactly that, and I said, and to be very honest, I was so furious that day. Yeah. It was a woman, and I just flew back. And I said, if I had money offshore, I'll tell you, I'd be with the money offshore. Now, I have never left. I mean, I only leave Ireland to go on various rallies and races and promotional things. I mean, I did a lot of promotion around America for Bord Fáilte. It's the Irish Tourist Board now. I've done everything I can.
Then, Rosemary, given that this is the area we're going into, like, can you say to revenue, listen, look at my bank accounts, look at my...
Listen, Joe, I have done everything. I am not joking. I had some savings because my mother died and she left me some. Okay. I do not have a lot of money.
Do they say to you, you have a big car, you have a big house? I don't know if you have or not.
I don't. This is the whole point. I don't. And I'm an ambassador with Renault and they give me the loan of a car for the year. And any promotions I do. Now, Joe, you know as well as I do that a lot of the talks that I do on radio or some of the television, most of the television stuff, you don't get paid for. I mean, I don't get paid for it. But, I mean, that's, as you say, it's because people think, oh, you know, she's here, she's there, she's elsewhere. Because I used to model years ago, I try and keep myself looking as well as I can. And that is, and people get the wrong impression. They do think I've loads of money. I'm 82 years of age. I have represented Ireland all my life. I've got on to various ministers.
Yeah, but Rosemary, I'm almost outraged by this. You're saying revenue said to you, we know you look wealthy.
No, they didn't say that.
I'm going to the next step. What if they said to you, listen, you have an offshore account, they've got to prove it, haven't they?
No, I have to prove that I don't. So how could I prove that I don't unless
You proved that you don't because you've just said it publicly on national radio, I don't have an offshore account.
I don't have an offshore. Never did. Never have. Nothing.
So why would you lie like that? You're not lying, but why do revenue think you're lying?
This is, Joe, this is where I am so frustrated at this point in time. You know, the stress I'm living on, I have absolutely no income coming in since the 12th of March. And I just cannot understand how everything I did was always Ireland. I could have lived abroad. I could have stayed in America years ago. I could have made a big living out there. But I love Ireland. I love being here. And I love the people. And I'm heartbroken about the numbers of people who have died from this awful virus.
Well said, yeah.
And I feel very far.
And what are you living on, Rosemary? Your savings, is it?
My savings, yeah, okay. Exactly, yeah. But then, where did you get them? Where did you get... And I'm telling them where I got them, you know. But they're still not listening.
Are you penalised because you've saved?
Well, partly they say yes. But, you see, you have to earn, apparently, for non-contributory.
Yeah.
You can't make more than something very small per week. But any of my savings that I have, you know that you have them on deposit in any bank or any place.
And
you get not point not.
Yeah, or less. Are you working? Well, you can't work at the moment and you've no day to go back. But
no.
Were you working because you had to work or you wanted to work, Rosemary?
Well, I
combination?
No, I do want to work. I love meeting and especially the young people. And if
okay,
I can
and
be
you go
any,
down school, you're brilliant. Yeah, you're brilliant. You're brilliant.
Yeah, I love doing it. But, you know, now we have no idea when anybody's going back. I have tried to get on to various departments to see, is there any light at the end of the tunnel? But having listened to all the men who have all the pubs and Charlie, and because I love Charlie, I think he's brilliant, and his pubs are good, and he doesn't like calling them pubs, he likes restaurants. But you know, when we go into any of his restaurants, pubs, we always have something to eat anyway. So, I mean, but anyway, we're not going to talk about pubs any longer. No, I am frustrated because...
Well, I think people would be very surprised to hear that, Rosemary, that you've been... told you're not entitled to any payments.
No, nothing at payments. All. Nothing at all.
At 82 years of age.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't look 82, as everyone.
Oh, thank you, Joe. You're so kind.
Well,
but
Mark,
no, I was laughing yesterday when I was hearing all the people talking about, you know, they couldn't go back playing tennis over 70. And I just thought, you know, if I'd had a pension, maybe, and I could go out playing tennis three times a day. You know, but I wouldn't. I prefer to get out and try and do something.
Well, I see everyone, I don't know, did you see Normal People? Do you know that TV programme?
I didn't. No, I didn't.
Everyone is just clamouring for us to talk about Normal People. If people don't want to talk about Normal People, they won't. That's fair enough. Rosemary, you look after yourself, and I'm sorry to hear that you're in that situation. I think that would come as a surprise to so many people. Okay, that's the great Rosemary Smith.